If you're like me, you may have once pondered how the world is eventually going to end. There's many likely possibilities, the more dramatic of which we've seen in countless TV shows and films over the years. Asteroid hits the Earth, Ice Age, deadly virus kills off the population, zombie apocalypse, robot uprising, to name a few. They all sound ridiculous because you've seen them in far-fetched sci-fi films, like the Terminator films, 28 Days Later, and one of my favourites, a British series called Utopia, and loads more. But what I'm going to do is put a ridiculous doomsday theory into a more realistic context for you, with two major points. The first point is self-driving cars. It's 2016 at the time of recording this. Driverless cars are fast approaching the commercial market and gaining more volume in the media. You're probably aware that Google are already testing theirs on the roads in the US. With the invention of driverless cars comes an ethical dilemma about how to program the car's AI. There are a few YouTube videos which explain this really well, with overly dramatic titles such as "Can a car be programmed to kill?" The basic premise is that if the self-driving car detects an oncoming collision, it has to decide what to do. The engineers have to choose how to program the artificial intelligence depending on the situation. In a head-on-head collision, it might be best to swerve the car off a bridge, killing the driver to avoid killing a family of four in the other car. Or maybe the other way around. But the point is, we're programming the AI to make a decision about human lives. So with that example, we can see how we're approaching a Terminator-esque situation. But I know what you're thinking, it's hardly a robot uprising. Well, that brings me to my second major point, which is about energy and population growth. The carrying capacity of our planet is the measure of the environment's ability to support a given population. So if a town or the Earth has a large carrying capacity, that means it can support a lot of people. Before roughly 10,000 years ago, the Earth's population was tiny, about 5 million compared to the 7 billion we have today. At that time, hunter-gatherers would hunt for food to feed themselves and their families. The sun provided the Earth's population with all its energy, either directly or indirectly. The sun gives energy to crops, animals eat the crops and the energy is passed to them, animals eat other animals, and so on, but it all originates from the sun. The carrying capacity increased when agriculture came along. From about 8000 BC onwards, we started to widely use wind and water to grow food. The Earth's population increased as there were more resources available. There would have once been a kind of equilibrium point where we were perfectly sustainable. Somewhere between about 150 and 1000 years ago, the Earth's population was under 1 billion, and the sun would have been able to sustain us on our own. That is, it would have been giving us more energy than we were using, either to our crops or to the trees that we burn. The Industrial Revolution came along, we started to burn more wood and then went on to fossil fuels, coal, oil and natural gas. Now it's important to remember that this is still the sun's energy, it's just been collected and stored in the Earth over hundreds of millions of years. These resources have further increased the carrying capacity and have allowed our population to grow from less than 1 billion to 7 billion. It will quite likely grow to about 11 billion people, and there's a great BBC documentary on population growth called Overpopulated, which you can find on YouTube. Now, I don't mean to nag, but we're running out of fossil fuels dangerously fast, and when we do, we will have burned through about 360 million years of stored energy in under 200 years. To put that into perspective, imagine that you needed to charge your phone for 5,000 years just to get a day's worth of use out of it. It's absolutely insane. When fossil fuels run out, our planet will revert to only being able to support less than 1 billion people, as it did before we started burning fossil fuels. But by then, we'll have about 9 billion people. Well, not quite, as since the pre-industrial age, we have developed other energy sources. Alternate energy sources are, of course, the answer, such as power plants that can harness wind, solar, and tidal energy. We have these at the moment, but nowhere near enough to replace fossil fuels, so we're pretty much still doomed. This isn't meant to be a preachy rant about how we should all be campaigning for greener energy sources, although we should. But when oil prices drop, as they have in the last year, the government and big businesses pull funding from their renewable energy projects, because it's not financially viable for them. And it means that instead of developing ways to make our population sustainable, we're going to run out of fossil fuels and like 8 out of 9 of us will die. But I'm straying onto a whole new topic, so back to my original point, how is the world going to end? My two major points are AI becoming increasingly smart and having our life in its hands, and the governments, big businesses, and generally the human race being shitty at working on making itself sustainable. As I said before, driverless cars making decisions during a collision is hardly a robot uprising. But fast forward 20, 50, maybe even 100 years into the future, robots will be doing a lot more than just driving our cars. Automated systems already decide whether or not to launch retaliatory nuclear missiles, and there's a great story how in 1983, a man named Stanislav Petrov prevented nuclear war by choosing not to obey the robots, which were basically advising him to fire nuclear missiles at the US. He foiled the robots this time, but God knows they'll be back with a vengeance. Not to sound maniacally evil or anything, but if I was a cold, calculating machine making decisions with no emotion, but for the good of the planet, I would wipe out the human race in a second. We're essentially a parasite draining the Earth of all its resources until we doom ourselves. The best logical decision would be to cull the population. Side note, for those of you who have watched the series Utopia, try not to post any spoilers, and for the rest of you whose attention I still have, you'd probably love Utopia, so go watch it on 4OD or something. Further to that, there have been mass extinctions a number of times in the history of the Earth. ASAP Science do well to explain that over 99% of all the animal species that have ever lived are now extinct. This kinda says to me that we're rather insignificant in the grand scheme of things. A new species would probably evolve to take our place. From the robot's point of view, it's basically like hitting a big reset button on the Earth, and we all know that a good restart fixes all problems. But that's essentially how I think the world will end. I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords. I should add the caveat that I'm talking about humanity ending rather than the world, but whatever. There is, however, a big if here. If we manage to develop ways to sustain ourselves through alternate energy sources before we run out of fossil fuels, then we're golden. But it's not looking good. On the bright side, maybe we'll all wipe each other out through nuclear war before that happens. I'd be interested to know how you think the world would end, so leave a comment and tell me what you think. I'll leave any sources I've used for this video in the description. Apologies if my facts aren't 100% accurate. Thanks for listening. Actually, I'm just being polite. I really don't give a shit if my facts aren't 100% accurate.